A ministry ship surprise decision leaves hundreds of volunteer workers in limbo. Christians in Colombia are taken captive, and you can help Christians without leaving your home. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Operation Mobilization is being forced to make a difficult decision and decommission its Dulos ship. Dulos is the world's oldest ocean-going passenger ship. She's currently in Singapore for her annual dry dock survey when it was discovered Dulos is no longer seaworthy. President of OMUSA Rick Hicks says it will cost more than $14 million to make the needed repairs.
That's just more than we can invest in a ship of that age, so we've decided to decommission the ship. With this last survey they've done, said it can't do any sailing at all past December 31st.
Hicks says this is bad news for their ministry.
Unfortunately, the ministry that we've planned for the Dulos will be canceled. We really don't have an option on that.
That creates another problem, says Hicks.
We have 300 people that serve on the Dulos. We will now need to do something with them, and we need to find out if they want to come back to a home country and serve, if they want to go to one of our other countries and serve.
Meanwhile, 16 indigenous Christians in Colombia were taken captive and forced them to denounce their faith. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the believers were captured during a community meeting, and leaders hurled insults at them throughout the night. The tribe's governor promises to hunt down all tribal believers and force them to recant their faith. Two of the kidnapped infants are seriously ill. You can join with others to pray for the immediate release of these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. Gao Zhejing's former attorney was detained on November 19th after requesting to meet with President Barack Obama. China Aid says the officers forced Zhang Chengyang into a police car and beat his wife while their daughter watched. He was then held at the district's Public Security Bureau office for over 13 hours. His daughter was also questioned for 2 hours while at school. Zhang had just returned from the U.S. speaking about unjust treatment. Pray for Zhang and his family that their witness will remain strong. Next, what do 22,000 believers, 300 mission groups, and 5 Bible studies have in common? MNN's Elisa Whiteman explains.
InterVarsity Christian Fellowships Urbana 09 will give students a chance to learn about God's will for the world and for their lives. Urbana Director Jim Tebby says students will have the opportunity to talk and pray with mission groups at the conference. They'll also learn through a study of the Book of John, which will teach them how to study with friends later.
We will be asking students to make a commitment to lead an evangelistic Bible study with somebody who's not a follower of Jesus. Get with another Christian friend and invite at least one other non-believer to join you and study the Bible as you've learned to study it at Urbana.
At the very least, Urbana participants will see God in a new way.
Students see the glory of God revealed at Urbana in a way that they just don't see it in other places.
Find more Urbana info at our website. Elisa Whiteman, Mission Network News.
And how many unused Bibles and other books do you have lined with dust on your bookshelves? If you said a lot, you may be able to help with the Bear Your Bookshelf initiative. 3 years ago, Christian Resources International started the program in response to a huge need. Executive Director Fred Palmerton says,
we receive hundreds of letters every month from people overseas who can write and communicate to us in English, and they're seeking a Bible or other Christian books.
They soon realized they could never fill the need.
So we designed Bear Your Bookshelf, and it partners with champions all over America who want to be part of the ministry and do mission work right from their own home.
Interested? CRI will send you a packet of information, and then you can ship the books for just $13. Call our resource line to help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowship is making available the book Gateway to the Jungle, the incredible life story of jungle pilot George Boggs. It's yours free for the asking. Combining his skill as a pilot with his love of the Lord, he was able to point thousands of lives to Christ. Get Gateway to the Jungle at 1-800-995-4828 or request your free copy by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.